On the last point that we said is that we want to, it uses the word choshei for thinking. Choshei means to plow, while machshava means to think. So the question is, why doesn't it use the word machshava to think? Why does it use the word choshei to plow as a metaphor for thinking? The answer is because machshava thought in Mishlei, I mean, in other books it might mean different, but Mishlei, everything is practical and everything has to do with consequences, so it has to do only with thought as a practical result, as part of the practical. But here, choshei is the act of going in deep, is going beneath the surface, like you're plowing, you're going beneath the surface, and that's all you're doing for the purpose of going beneath the surface, so as to protect the mind from making a mistake. In other words, the thinker that thinks evil also, if he's a thinker, he goes beneath the surface, but he doesn't recognize that his emotions make him move astray, that the mind strays away from the exact thought. So therefore, he also uses choshei, because he goes beneath the surface. But we say that you should go beneath the surface and then protect yourself from straying. In other words, insofar, just adding, going back to an old point, insofar as training of the mind, there is no better training of the mind than the subject of halacha or gemara. But the thing is, insofar as developing your sense of reality, that you need the book of Mishlei and the study of consequences.